And it is because of that commitment to service and to those who have served that I have the privilege and honor to introduce a very special American this evening. It was just a few short weeks ago that we received a call from the White House. It turns out that our concentrated efforts to help veterans pursue their educational dreams and to be a military-friendly campus had caught the eye of none other than the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama. We are profoundly honored to be one of three institutions Ms. Obama selected to bring commencement remarks this year. This is the last commencement speaker I'll ever introduce as your president, and I hope you graduates are as thrilled as I am to go out on such a high note. Long before Mrs. Obama was a wife, mother, and public service or first lady, she was Fraser and Marion Robinson's daughter, growing up in a brick bungalow on the south side of Chicago. Her dad was a pump operator for the Chicago Water Department, her mother a stay-at-home mom. A product of Chicago public schools, she pursued sociology and African American studies at Princeton University before going on to earn a law degree from Harvard. It was at the Chicago law firm of Sidley and Austin that she met the man who would later become the love of her life, and much later, the President of the United States, Barack Obama.